I invite you this morning to turn with me to Luke chapter 5 and verse number 12 through verse 16. We'll find our reading this morning. The subject of our message today is the leper coming to Christ. Now in Luke 5 and verse 12, the scripture says, "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and bestowed him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according to Moses' commandment, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there the fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear him, and he heard and healed them of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself to the wilderness and prayed." This morning, this portion of God's word, if we take Matthew's account and Mark's account and Luke's account, the synoptic gospels, if we put all of those three occasions together, those renderings, we find that we have an astonishing happening before us. It's one of the most precious portions of God's word to me, because we have here in this particular portion of scripture this morning a leper who is coming to our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that this leper this morning is a true representation of every child of God that has been elected, that has been called and set free of his earthly bounds, and has caused him to look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We have an unclean man who is filled with leprosy. We have a man who rushes out into a multitude of people. After our Lord had finished the Sermon on the Mount, he came and he sat and he began to teach, and a great multitude, according to the scripture says, came. And they sat, no doubt, and listened at this man teach. Now, the scripture says that he didn't teach like the scribes. He taught as one with authority. Now, how do you feel about what the scripture says? They listened to a man as though he had authority. That means to me that those scribes at that day, they were probably able to read the scriptures to people. But as far as being able to expound the scriptures to the hearts and to the souls of those who listened to them, they were not able to, because there was a disconnect between the Word of God and the faith of Almighty God. I'm sure here this morning there are many different types of occupations. Maybe in transportation, maybe in electronics, maybe in other fields in our country, in industry. A scribe back in that day, that was an occupation. And that's as far as it got. It's just an occupation. But when the Lord Jesus Christ began to speak, and when he began to expound the Word of God to them, their hearts were filled. They knew. not only in their minds, but in their hearts, that this man actually believed what he was saying. And they were astonished that he was able to do that. This morning, if God be willing, I want us to look at this poor man. This man, according to the book of Luke, who said that he was filled with leprosy. A man who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see the picture with me this morning? Here is a great multitude of people, and they're all sitting, and then there is a cry from the back, no doubt, and here comes a man, and he's saying, unclean, unclean, because it was something he had to do. When he was around people, it was for them to say unclean, because leprosy was a dreaded thing, and no one could touch him. No one would want to touch him. Here is a man who stood among them, walking in the midst of this crowd, saying, unclean, unclean, making his way to our Lord Jesus Christ. Here is a man who is in great need, and we'll see about that this morning. There are four things that I want you to remember this morning about this portion of Scripture. Four things that I want you to attach to the narrative of this leper coming to our Lord Jesus Christ. This leper comes to our Lord Jesus Christ crying, unclean, unclean, with a great need. He also comes to our Lord Jesus Christ with humility. And then he comes to our Lord Jesus Christ with great faith. And then he comes to our Lord Jesus Christ with full submission unto the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These are the four things that I want to speak to you about this morning concerning this leper. Because it is my contention that this leper is my guidepost. This leper is our standard to look at. When we think about coming before God, when man decides to come and approach Almighty God, we will see this morning that this is the way to approach our Father, our Lord, our Savior. This man came to the Lord Jesus Christ with a deep sense of need. We do not read anything much about this person in the Scripture. We are not told where this man comes from. We're not told how old he was, whether he was a young type of a person, or whether he was an elderly person. We don't know much about him. We don't know or what happened to him. But it seemed that this person is presented to us to represent something, to teach us something. He's put in Scripture. He's put before us, and it's for us to look at him and to gain and value of his life, because he is placed before us for the purpose of Almighty God. This person, Luke said again, was full of leprosy. This man was no doubt covered from head to foot. I can imagine him wearing nothing but rags, cloths that people no doubt had cast away. No one would have anything to do with this man. This man did not appear before them in a suit or a tie. He did not appear to them in a polo shirt. He appeared to them wrapped in rags to protect himself and to protect others that may look upon him. What they could see was probably a garment of rags covering him completely, especially a cloth over his face. Why would you think this morning that he would have a cloth that would cover his face, especially his nose, his mouth? No doubt that this leprosy had consumed his features of his face, his nose, his mouth. This thing called leprosy would cause the gums to just shrink, the teeth to fall out, the part of his hands, his fingers, maybe his toes would finally just fall off. This man was filled with the scabs of this life, of his disease. Here is a man covered, yes, covered, yes, crying out with a loud voice, unclean, unclean, but yet in spite of all, he makes his way to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he realized his great need was to be healed. And he came to our Lord Jesus Christ. Leprosy this morning is like sin. It is loathsome. It's an unclean disease. Leprosy, like sin, is an incredible disease. Leprosy, like sin, is a consuming disease. Leprosy, like sin, is a sure forerunner of death. This man in our text had a sense of a desperate need to get healed. I'm sure if he had heard of anything out there that would help him, I'm sure he would have gone and got some help. But in that day, and as it is dreary even in this hour, this man had no other hope other than the fame of hearing that this man, the Son of the Living God, was in his area. And he made his way with a desperate need to our Lord Jesus Christ. This man knew that he needed help. He needed supernatural, merciful, divine help. He needed the help of God. Without it, he would surely die. No doubt, all of the things that he had tried before had failed. Maybe you are like that in some ways. Instead of submitting completely to a care of a doctor, we'll try every element we can think of. And if you come up with a new one, I'll probably want to hear about it, okay? But it comes to a time in a person's life when God speaks life into him. He gives up on phony charges and he turns to the only source for help and for strength. And that's what we have pictured here in this man filled with leprosy coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. There was no hope. He came to where he felt there was hope. And that is with the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ has power to heal anyone at any time. Christ has power to save anyone at any time. Christ's blood can cleanse us of all of our sins. As Christ's power had to cleanse this man of leprosy, as though when our Lord would heal someone of blindness, he healed this man of leprosy. But when it comes to our salvation, when it comes to our sin, it is the blood that cleanses us. It is Christ's righteousness that covers us. As those rags of garments that this man had upon him, over his head and over his face that covered him, of his earthly manner, the blood of Christ covers us with his blood. His mercy saves us. The Lord's mercy saves us. And it was the mercy of Almighty God that healed this man. Where was the help that this man needed? Where was what we would call some type of care in that day? Where were the clinics of that day? Where was the hospitals? Where was our insurance plans of that day? There was none any of those things. And if there was, there wouldn't be any help for this particular man. because who would have dared help this lonely person, this loathsome person, this disease-infested person? Who would have stepped up? Who would have lent a hand for someone like this? What value was he to community? What value was he to the family? What value was he to the community, to the state? In this day and time, where there is a value to the state, there's money to be spent. But when a community has no value to the community, then that community is allowed just to die away. They take the names down where the town's name was to be. They just take it down. It doesn't exist anymore. Here's a person who was without hope. Here's a person who had no hope and had no expectation in this life for any resolution to his problem. This leper came to Christ in great humility. Not only did he come with a great need, but he came with great humility. And this is what I think is remarkable. Luke says, seeing Jesus, he fell on his face. Mark tells us that he came kneeling. Matthew tells us he came worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, there is a correlation to what this man did in coming to Christ for healing is for every sinner that comes to God for salvation. We come humbly before God. We don't come to God asking and telling God, I want to be saved today and I want it between 11 and 11:15. We don't anticipate a time that God is going to come and be gracious and save us on a particular time. God will save his people according to his own will, according to his own time plan. This man did not have any expectation that God would save him at that very moment, but he knew that the mercy and the power was within the hand of this one man, and that's where his faith comes in. This is where he comes and he addresses our Lord Jesus Christ. He comes to him in great humility. This leper knew what he was. He knew that he was undone. He knew that he was full of uncleanness. He knew that he was cursed and condemned. That he was helpless. That he was unworthy. This leper came to Christ because he knew who he was. The Lord. He knew that this man Jesus, this man, Jesus of Nazareth, this man, the Son of the living God, that he was righteous and true. It's not like going to a scribe that read the word because probably he was paid to read the word. But he came to a man that was the word himself. The word expounded to him. When Christ spoke, he spoke to the hearts of men. He didn't speak just to the head. He spoke to the heart, the soul. And that's why these people said, no man ever spake like this man. He knew that our Lord was righteous and true. That he was the God full of mercy, love and compassion. He knew that he was God, that this God was able and willing to save. He knew that Christ, our Lord and Savior, was open for cleansing, for he had such power. I don't know if this person had ever heard of the other miracles that our Lord had done. I don't know that. I don't even know that he had ever heard anyone read the scriptures to him. I don't know if he ever had a mother that sat with him at the knee of his mother and listened at his mother read the word of God to him. I don't know any of that. I don't know if he ever had a neighbor that was godly and prayed unto Jehovah God. I don't know any of that. But this one thing I know, that this person had faith to believe and to go and to look and to ask for mercy to Almighty God. That's what I do know. So many times we know what we don't believe, but what is it that we do believe? This man mastered upon the foundation principle what he did know, and he knew God, he knew the Lord. He never met him, but he knew him. He knew who he was, and he wanted to put his faith, his trust, in none other than Jesus Christ himself. Does this look like something that you can relate to? Is this something that you can remember in your own life? That there was a time that you came to find faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That time that you were willing to submit yourself wholly and completely into his hands and say, sink or swim, I'm going with the Lord. I'm trusting him. I'm giving him my life. I'm trusting him for my eternal salvation. Every child of God has a time he comes before God and realizes, this is the mercy that I've been looking for. This is the mercy that I need. This is the mercy that will secure my place before him. This leper knew that in God was the glory, and that glory was his forgiveness, and that it was his healing. God knows how to bring sinners like this leper to his side. God brings sinners down. Brings them down. He brings them down in a form of his providence of God. How many of your stories I have heard in the last years. How it was in a day past. How God dealt with you. How God spoke to you. How God brought you to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person you will ever talk to, their confession of our Lord Jesus Christ will be different. It will not be the same. How God dealt with you is not the way that God dealt with me. But the fact is that God did deal with us. God did show his mercy to us through the preaching of the Word of God, yes. Through the ministry of a personal person who loved you and read you the Word of God. And maybe a mother, a father, a loved one who prayed unto God that he might show mercy to you. God uses his providence to bring his people unto his self. God brings sinners down even by the law of God. It teaches us who God is. When we read the Ten Commandments, we see the righteousness of God. No wonder how that the commandments of God was written by the very finger of God. I think of it like this. Like lightning coming out of heaven and burning those things into that tablet that Moses held. However it happened, it was God's word. God's word that made the difference. God gave his commandments in that particular day. And even the law, the preaching of the law of God, is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. God brings sinners down by the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is true? What is of the Lord Jesus Christ? You've had the opportunity through all the years to hear the gospel preached from this very pulpit. How God has brought us through by reading the Word of God and preaching from the Word of God. It has filled our hearts and souls of the mercy and the grace of Christ Jesus. The Word of God is literally of God itself. It is God's Word to you. It's God's Word to me. It is God teaching me of himself. God brings sinners down by revealing Christ to them. Revealing Christ to them. Now, I don't know how he does that. We have a song that talks about it. I don't know how faith comes. And I don't know how God reveals Christ to a man. I have an idea. My idea is this. That Almighty God overcomes my will. He overcomes and he straightens my thinking out. He makes me to understand the love and the mercy of Almighty God. And how does he do that? I have an idea. My idea is this, that God speaking to me is a supernatural revelation. It's not just someone reading the Bible to me, which is good, but coming to know God is a supernatural revelation. It's regeneration. It is the power of God coming down upon us, crushing us like a stone to powder. And God so rules the hearts of his people. God knows how to bring sinners to his son's feet. This man came to our Lord in great faith. Hebrews 11 in verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." This is the main point. I do not know how he came to have faith. Don't know. It's not important. But the important factor is he came. He came believing in the Lord, testifying that he is the Son of the living God. And all their everything else doesn't mean anything at all. Doesn't mean anything. The fact that God captured his heart, God beat him to powder and brought him to an understanding of who God is, who Christ was, and what his place was in this life. Living and dying for our sins. This leper came to our Lord Jesus Christ by himself. He came to our Lord by himself. Others had not led this man to Christ. Not one of the disciples. No, not one. No one ever picked him up and brought him to the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. There wasn't a soul winner involved. Others who have come have been brought to our Lord Jesus Christ, but not this one. Not this one. No one paid him a visit. No one promised him a Bible if he would show up on Sunday morning. This man came because within his heart he was driven by the Spirit of God to go to our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the wonderful part of the message this morning. This man came to our Lord in total submission. Total submission. Someone might say, well, he didn't have anything else to lose. Well, maybe that's true. There wasn't a hospital that would take him because he didn't have insurance. He didn't have a neighbor that cared enough for him to care for him. His parents were probably dead or didn't have parents to help him. This man was out of his luck. He was down on his luck. This man didn't have anything to lose, you say. Yes, he did. Let me tell you what he had to lose. He had his life. He had his depravity to lose. This man was overcome by Almighty God. God overcome all of the obstacles that would keep him from coming. God overcome them all. You think, but he was just a poor leper. What did he have to lose again? His nature. his nature. The last thing that I personally want to do is to ask help from another. There's just something about it that I just hate to do. I'll wait 3 days to do it myself. When I feel better, I'll do it in 3 days. I won't ask anyone else to do it. I'll just wait. This man had, he was a person. He had his own individuality. He had his person. He had his mannerism. He had his likes. He had his dislikes. But in all of that, all of the obstacles that we could bring up today, well, what about this? Well, what about that? I come back to one central point. It's not that he did not have a choice. God gave him a choice. The choice was life or death. And that's the choice that he had. Life or death. There was nothing else to consider other than to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. He went to the Lord Jesus Christ because he knew there was mercy. He went to the Lord Jesus Christ because he knew that there was an abundance of grace there. He went to the Lord Jesus Christ because he was the Christ. And that is what makes it all different this morning about this leper. He came. He asked. He fell down before our Lord upon his face. And as Matthew said, he worshiped. He worshiped. Well, he hadn't even been baptized yet. And you know, it just dawned on me, it probably wasn't even the Sabbath either, or a Sunday. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ because he was driven within himself, not his neighbor again, not his mother again, not a Christian worker, no. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ because God put a desire within his heart to go and see the Lord and confess himself. And he said, if thou wilt, he said, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And this is the cry of a sinner. Lord, you don't have to. Lord, I don't deserve it. Lord, 1,000 people would be a better candidate than me. But God, if thou wilt, make me clean. Bring me unto life. Give me salvation, Lord. Give me what I don't have. Give it to me. This is the cry of faith. This is the mercy that God had put already into the heart of this man. If this man had never made it to the feet of Christ, his journey was over. Because the very act of him coming, the very desire to be and to trust God, was the evidence. It wasn't the volition. It was the inclination that got him. It was the inclination of faith and trust in God that brought him to the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. This leper, I would be happy to be his friend. Because our Lord is a friend of sinners. If the Lord is a friend of sinners, then he's my friend too. Maybe he's your friend too. I ask you today about this leper. Can you see with me how he is a picture? How he is a representative of each one of us this morning? One who is outwardly corrupt, unlookable, filthy, and vile. But such as these are the ones that our Lord is willing to place his hand upon. And when the Lord placed his hand upon you, you came into the light of lights. But I can never forget that this person's faith was great before the Lord touched him with his hand. It was the finished work of God in this man's life when Christ healed him. But the real work of God was before the man got to the foot of our Savior. May God bless you this morning. Bless this message to all that hear it. In Christ's name, amen.